Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Communique from Command Performance. Our forces on the American Entertainment Front are maintaining contact with Uncle Sam's armed forces on the fighting fronts. We're pushing back the curtains on another great Command Performance in answer to your thousands of letters. There's much to report from this area tonight, and the man to report it, a great actor and a great guy, called back to your big show by popular acclaim of the AEF, your master of ceremonies, Cary Grant.
Thank you, Don Wilson. Hello, fellas, and greetings to our friends in the United Nations. Over here in the land of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is another banner night for your Star-Spangled Command Performance. So let's get on with answering those swell letters you write into Command Performance. Letters from a certain company at APO 869 that say, "Give us Virginia O'Brien." And letters from APO 865 that say, "The top gal with our outfit is Virginia O'Brien." And so, here's a very cute number called "Go to Sleep, My Baby" by one of your favorite numbers, Virginia O'Brien.
Go to sleep, my baby, my baby, my baby. Oh, won't you go to sleep, my lovely little pretty little baby? My baby, go to sleep. Oh, go to sleep, my baby. Oh, baby. Oh, won't you go to sleep, my babe, my babe, my baby. Oh, go to sleep. Oh, go to sleep. Arumba. Go to sleep. My little senorita, mama's moochie cheetah, what a sweet chiquita in her white casita. Go to sleep. My little sweet bambina, lips as red as Lena. I have never seen a cuter Cuban queen. Ta da 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 da. Go to sleep, my baby, my little baby. My little baby, my little baby, go to sleep, my baby. My little baby, go to sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. Oh, baby, go to sleep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Virginia O'Brien. Now you can go back to sleep. Well, not long ago, we answered a bunch of mail from a lot of you fellows who never stay long enough in one place because you're part of Uncle Sam's Merchant Marine. One of you, named Stanton, wrote in after that particular edition of Command Performance and said this: "Somebody's got to deliver the goods to the fighting fronts. After all, it won't walk across the water. But we do like a pat on the head now and then. So give us another break, please, and grant a request from 200 of us for the one and only Joan Davis." Okay, Stanton, here she is, that ever-popular zany of radio and pictures, that Yankee Doodle dumbbell, Miss Joan Davis. Well, well. Hello. Good evening, Miss Davis. Hello. How are you?
Oh, boy, I feel great, Gary. Just great. Huh? Or, as the fly who fell in the ice cream would say, I sure am in good humor tonight. What a night. You know, but the name is no longer Davis anymore. I just changed it to Richmond. Joan Richmond.
Joan Richmond? Why Richmond?
Well, that's in case you have any ideas. I mean, you know, in case you were thinking about taking me home tonight, Gary. Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time Grant took Richmond. Boy, get me my turtleneck sweater. I sure am snapping tonight.
Yes, you are. You know, Joan?
Huh?
I've admired your picture work for years. I've seen you do those wonderful comedy scenes. But, Joan, have you ever tried a serious love scene?
Oh, you mean where the girl and the boy are in front of the fireplace, and he says to her...
Yes.
And she says to him...
Yes.
No, I never played anything like that.
Look, you mean to tell me Tyrone Power has never taken you in his arms like this?
Hmm? Oh, now, Carrie, take it easy. Oh, well, look at him looking at you out there. Listen, I'm just a kid. I can't do that.
I'll come. And when he sighs like this...
I think he's losing compression or something.
Joan, my precious.
Huh?
My darling. You look so beautiful standing there in the moonlight.
Yeah. What's Betty Grable got that I couldn't have straightened?
Joan. Ah, my sweet, my lovely. When I look at you, I feel something creeping over me.
Well, have you tried flip? I can't... Huh?
Come here, darling.
Yeah?
Look in my eyes.
Huh?
Look deep in my eyes. Don't you notice something different about them?
Yeah, they're a little baggy, aren't they?
Ah, Joan. Joan, my pet, for a girl like you, I'd throw jewels at your feet, flowers at your feet. I'd even throw my heart at your feet.
Say, what have my feet got that I haven't got?
Joan, huh? Joan. Let's
wrestle, shall we?
Ah, Joe, my darling. Let's go out for a long romantic ride in the moonlight.
Oh, no. Last night I went out for a ride with a fellow in the moonlight and never again. Boy, was that guy reckless.
Well, didn't he use both hands when he drove?
No, only when he parked.
When you go out with strange guys, you got to be prepared for that sort of thing.
Well, I was. All yesterday afternoon, my mother sat down and gave me a lecture on life. You know, on what every young girl should know. And was I amazed.
Were you?
Yeah. I didn't know you put raisins in rice pudding.
Thanks a lot, Joan Davis. And now we're calling Sergeant Riley and Corporal Everding at APO 940. Your August 3rd letter came in, fellas, and it goes like this. Dear Command Performance, you mentioned the boys in Australia and the boys in Ireland and a lot of other places, but never a word about our headquarters. Well, I'll tell you, we don't mention where you are because we're not allowed to. But your letter goes on to say, many of us hail from San Francisco, and what we miss most... Now, those good old San Francisco foghorns. Can you fix it so that we'd hear them again? That we can, fellas. And here it is. A bit of San Francisco on a very unusual night. Fellas, many of you ask one question in common. What is the hottest boogie tune sweeping the USA right now? Well, got in a plug for the USO too, huh? Well, we'll answer that question. For 11 sergeants at APO 825, for AD at Sunny Dawn over in Worcester, England, for a nurse in Balboa, for Lieutenant GAM at Coca-Cola, and for all of you everywhere, the new rage of America is Cow Cow Boogie! With Ella Mae Morse and Freddie Slack and his orchestra.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy right in the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Get along, get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he chucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, three, aye, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked up Western accent with a hollow touch. He was raised on local wheat. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in a strange way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, three, aye.
Slagging the boys, and Ella Mae Morse, and what a honey. And now, men, we answer stacks of Command Performance mail requesting one of America's greatest concert pianists. In the words of Private ISB at APO 848, that shortwave set of yours now becomes a $4.40 seat, right beside the artist hundreds of you have asked for. Fellas, we give you Jose Iturbe! Wide command of the AEF, Mr. Iturbe plays the Fire Dance by Defire. you, Jose Iturbe. And now, fellas, for a Brooklyn Dodger, Sergeant J.D.C. at APO 845. For all the men and women doing construction work for Uncle Sam throughout the world. For Craig and his buddies at that base command in the far north. For the jungleers at Fort Clayton. And our good friend Beale at Coca-Cola. Hello, Beale. Command Performance presents Broadway's number one funny man and Hollywood's bombastic buffoon, Bert Lahr.
Tonight, it's Bert Lahr and Cary Grant, a little drama of the Internal Revenue Department entitled Deep in the Heart of Taxes. The scene, the Internal Revenue Department, Washington. Mr. Higgins, played by Cary Grant, sits at his great big desk.
Hello, Internal Revenue Department. Higgins, agent in charge speaking. Oh, Mr. Lahr, well, send him right in. I'm waiting for him.
See here, Mr. Higgins, my name is Lahr. I flew here to Washington from Hollywood to protest against my income tax for 1939. My lawyer tells me the government gypped me out of $49.50. Now, it ain't the $49.50, it's the principle of the thing. Besides the $49.50.
Now, Mr. Lahr, if the government has made any errors, we'll be only too happy to rectify the discrepancy.
Yeah? Well, $49.50, that's the discrepancy. I want it.
Now, calm yourself, Mr. Lahr, calm yourself.
I don't get nasty, Bob. I didn't come here to be pushed around, you know.
Oh, well, now, Mr. Lahr, you're not mad at the government, are you?
What, me mad at the government? I love the government. I want you to know that during the last war, I fought, and I fought. But I had to go.
Mr. Lahr, let's get down to business. I have all your schedules and papers here before me. Now, just for the record, how do you spell your last name, Mr. Lahr?
How do you like that? How do I spell my name? Lahr. L? Where's my driver's license? There you are, Lahr. L-A-H-R. Age 40, eyes blue, sex, you name it.
Yeah. Well, let's give it, Mr. Lahr. Now, according to Schedule D, Item 1, which I have here before me, I see that you have deducted the following for servants. Valet, $250 a week. What, $250 a week for a valet?
Well, can I help it if you like sardines?
Now, look, sardines only cost 10 cents a can.
Yeah, I know, but this guy uses an awful lot of lemon.
Now, look, what's this? $350 a month for a cook? Isn't that quite a large amount to pay her?
Well, there's certain complications there. she's also my mother-in-law.
Oh. Well, then, I suppose, Mr. Lahr, man in your position, after all, you're sophisticated and suave.
You said it. I'm a sophisticated slob.
Mr. Lahr, I suppose a man in your profession must go out to a lot of nightclubs and cafes.
No. I stay home every night with the wife and kids. I never go out at night.
Oh, no? Then what's this item, $25,000 for nightclub entertainment?
Well, I went out a couple of nights. Besides, did you ever go out with Hedy Lamarr?
No, did you?
No, but I can dream, can't I?
Mr. Lahr, may I remind you that you're trifling with the federal government, and so far you're skating on very thin ice.
What do you want for $49.50? Sonya Heine? Now, where's my money?
Not so fast, Lahr. We'll take this step by step. Now, let's get to item 3.
Yeah, that's the item. That's the item my lawyer said you clipped me.
Oh, now, Mr. Lahr, you don't think the government would cheat you, do you?
I don't know why not. I cheat them. Hey, don't confuse me. Don't confuse me. Where's my $49.50?
Mr. Lahr, you know, I envy people in your profession. You must travel everywhere.
Ah, that's publicity. I spent the entire year of 39 in Hollywood making pictures.
Oh, then we did make a small error.
Well, I told you you made a mistake.
Yes, we allowed you $15,000 for traveling expenses.
Well, how do you come to allow a thing like that? Where's the place you owe me $49.50?
Wait a minute. Of course you can account for this $15,000 for traveling expenses.
Well, certainly. Buses, streetcars, a nickel here, a dime there, it counts up. Besides, I always forget to take transfers.
Wait Wait a minute. What's this item? $4,562.20 for a single trip from New York to California?
I was in a hurry. I took a cab.
Now, Mr. Law, it's your dependents that worry me.
They worry you.
By the way, who is Hannah Lahr?
Well, that's my grandmother. Oh, she's a sweet old soul. She's 98 years old.
Oh, well, you got her down here as a gag man.
Well, she gives me a few nifties now and then. Here's an original gag she gave me the other day. Oh, this'll numb you.
Oh, yeah?
Get this. What hen lays the longest?
You mean a dead one?
Yeah. Grandma's getting a little corny, ain't she?
Oh, yeah. Now, Mr. Law, who is Enoch Gibney?
Enoch Gibney?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you mentioned that. He was my best friend. That was the best friend I ever had. He was my bosom friend. He's dead 10 years.
Oh, he's dead? Then why have you got him down here for $1,500 a week?
I never forget a friend.
Law, that's the last straw. Your report is nothing but a series of falsehoods and misrepresentations. Phony gag men. Padded expense accounts. Law, you'll get 20 years for this.
Now, see here. This is a frame-up. You're persecuting me. I got rights under the Constitution, you know. I want to be represented by my lawyer. Solomon, and Yank.
Wait a minute. What's Yank doing in there?
You know, you can't keep the Yanks out of the Solomons.
Well, for once, I agree with you, Mr. Lahr. But your lawyers won't be able to help you, because according to my figures, there's a difference between you and the government of $42,000.50. So sign this voucher, please.
I won't sign that. I won't sign.
Now, you
I haven't got that kind of money.
Sign it. Sign it, or I'll charge you with perjury, fraud, and misrepresentation. I'll call in the FBI and send you to Alcatraz for 20 years.
All right, I'll sign it. But you haven't heard the finish of this. I got friends, you know. I'll take this up at the goodwill hour.
Wait till I tell Miss Antony.
Just a minute, Mr. Law. One more thing. Just one more thing. This cleans up everything for the year 1939. Now let's go into your taxes for 1940.
Oh, no, you won't, wise guy. And even if you did, you couldn't do anything about it. You know why? You haven't any evidence against me in that year.
Why not?
Because in 1940, I didn't file an income tax.
Well, men, this is Cary Grant speaking from the USA. You know, a few years ago about this time, a lot of people were looking forward to the fall football season. And the downtown quarterbacks were laying bets on who'd have the strongest line. Well, this year, the nation is laying all its dough on an all-star team of fast-moving, hard-hitting men. The United States Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. And when it comes to putting a strong line on the field, we've got an assembly line from one end of the USA to the other end. And, brother, that line is not only going to hold, it's going to punch plenty of holes in the axis. Well, thanks for your letters. Drop around again next week. So long, and good luck.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainment in America, as requested by you, the fighting man of Uncle Sam's armed forces throughout the world, and by our friends in all the United Nations. The stars and musicians on our big show appear in person through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 American Federation of Musicians. Send those swell letters and requests to Command Performance, care of this station, and Command Performance will give our best to you men who are giving your best for freedom. This is Don Wilson saying good night from the USA.